Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Zachary. And now, play ball. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves can't make a play. That's a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burns reaches second base with a double. Summa moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Schott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Harris steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule bunts towards third. Hodapp picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hodapp. Rule moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Bludge reaches second base with a double. Rule scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge scores. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Judge reaches third base with a triple. Goslin scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up towards short. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bluch bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to shot covering. Safe. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zachary hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards short. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell has Rice trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Hodapp, who tags Rice for the out. McNeely moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca misplays the ball. That's an error on Fonseca. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rule. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bluch hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schott for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa bunts towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns is walked intentionally. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Bluch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zachary hits a line drive into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Uhel pinch hits for Joe Schott. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Firpo Marbury now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca scores. Summa moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Summa moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 4 in the game. Langford takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 3 in the game. Reeves bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy Stewart pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa is hit by the pitch. Ekrod moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Burns reaches second base with a double. Ekrod scores. Summa goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for George Burns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing first base. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.